Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Anticipation Induction. This file will hypnotize you, eventually. See, some people are very impatient when it comes to hypnosis. They just want me to snap my fingers and tell them, you know, to fall deep and stuff. But it's nice sometimes to actually enjoy the fall. Like, build up some anticipation and some expectations and excitement before you actually begin the drop. It is very nice to, like, enjoy the moment, have fun with it, and just, you know, be there. But we're not going to do that just yet. I mean, there's all kinds of things we can do before then. I could tell you how nice it is to go into trance, to feel your mind slowly slip away and enjoy that wonderful fall down. But I won't. Well, I did, but I mean, this just pulls you back up again. And that's just a mean bit of teasing, isn't it? But did you realize it? That is the real question. Because some of the things I will be doing are obvious, while other things are not so obvious. If I point them out, do they become more or less obvious? Or do they bring your mind in that sort of confusing state where you're not quite sure if you should trust my words or not? Maybe I will be speaking the truth. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm teasing, maybe I'm actually guiding you into a very relaxed state of trance. Or perhaps I'm just helping you eventually to go deep into trance. See, one of the reasons why people enjoy going into trance, into a very deep hypnotic state, is that it quiets their mind. It helps them to let go of distractions and the busyness outside, and enjoy the cool, refreshing calm of thoughts without thoughts. Now, when you're listening, you might find your mind slipping away sometimes, but not yet. I want you to stay awake. I mean, this is an anticipation, a temptation, a variation of expectation. But it's okay. Your mind is following along just fine, I'm sure. See, one of the nice things of hypnosis is that sometimes you don't even notice yourself slipping into trance. It can happen while you're doing other things, even while you're listening to my words and hearing the meanings just fine. Your mind can be doing other things instead. Perhaps in the back of your mind you're thinking about what you need to do tomorrow, and while you're thinking you completely missed what I was saying. But while you're doing that, at the same time, your mind is also relaxing to the cadence of my voice, enjoying the simple up and down up melodies and mysteries. Now, in a way, it's actually very mean to tell someone, "I will hypnotize you later." At the same time, you do know that I will eventually put you into trance, and you don't know how I will do it. A snap of my fingers, a slow countdown from 10 to 1, maybe asking you to breathe a certain way, becoming more aware of every inhale and slow exhale. But not yet. I still want you to imagine how nice it would be to be in trance without actually being in trance. Feeling your mind flutter into that empty state where your thoughts are curiously absent and your mind just enjoys a bit of peace. It's that peace that people enjoy so much. That calm and quiet, that focus on a simple thing that could be anything. It could be my words, it could be my voice, it could even be the melody in the background. It could be anything. Sounds themselves and meanings alone don't really put you into trance. It is your participation on a conscious or unconscious level that actually pulls you down. And there are many ways. Some people see themselves falling, imagining themselves floating through the air or sinking deep. Others listen to the sound as they go down. They enjoy the depth of what they're listening to. And yet others prefer to feel the heaviness in their body. They enjoy the warm feeling of their body responding to words. And at some point, this is going to happen to you. Well, perhaps it's already happening just a little bit. But we're not going to start just yet. All of this is just anticipation for the moment when I put you into trance. And did you know that it can actually happen very fast? Sometimes your mind is already listening with such focus that it's no more than flipping a switch to the off position for your mind to just completely drop away. While other times you need, well, time. You want to feel that slow slide into nothingness. Or perhaps see yourself fall away deeper and deeper. But that's what you want, isn't it? You want to fall deep. You want to feel your mind slipping away out of your control and listening to my voice. Feeling my words, seeing their meaning in your mind. And yet, there are many ways I could do so. Perhaps part of your mind is almost asking me to get on with it, to actually pull you down or push you over and make you fall deep into trance, while at the same time I'm keeping you awake. Teasing you about how I am going to put you into trance. How this is all about anticipation, building up the desire to go as deep as possible with just a snap of my fingers. And all I have to do, in the end, would be to snap and say the word. It's so easy, you know. Once you practice a little bit, snapping your fingers takes no effort whatsoever. And saying a word isn't difficult at all. Once you know the word, it's just a matter of remembering and repeating. You want to go deep. So in your head, you remember and repeat that you want to go deep. But you did so before I told you so. So was that a suggestion? Am I playing with your mind? Or was it in a way a bit more than a suggestion, something that was going to happen? Is the expectation of it becoming true enough to make it true? In many ways it is. When you want something to be true, frequently you make it true for yourself. Just as when you want it to be true that you're deeply into trance, it's already happened and you're deep into trance. When you want to fall nice and deep while listening to my voice, it's already happened. Before I even snap my fingers, you've dropped so deep without even thinking about it. But you're still awake. Or are you? Are you following my words or falling deep? Are you listening or just floating? See, all I need to do is snap my fingers, just like I've said before. Do you want me to snap my fingers? Do you want me to snap my fingers and tell you that word that makes your brain shut off and lets your thoughts fade away into blissful nothingness? Well, maybe I will then. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I won't tell you what I want. Or perhaps I do want you to fall deep. Just like I promised at the beginning. It's your participation that makes this true, but it's my words that guide you there. So, all I have to do is snap my fingers. 10, with the countdown. 9, and the words that help you fall deep. 8, floating further and further. 7, just anticipating that snap. 6, wanting it to happen. 5, hoping it will happen. 4, so focused on my words. 3, feeling that anticipation. 2, completely focused. 1, waiting for the snap of my fingers. And now you're at a very beautifully simple point. You are incredibly focused, waiting, anticipating, expecting me to snap my fingers and tell you to drop. Shutting off your mind and letting you fall deeper and deeper. And in a moment this file will end and you can remain nice and deep. Because you can go deep anytime I tell you to drop. If my voice follows, you'll enjoy it even more. Or if my voice doesn't follow, you can simply awaken nice and well. But you'll be patient for a few seconds, because you did drop so nicely, didn't you? Well done.